Malaysian officials have confirmed that a piece of a wing that washed up on an Indian Ocean island beach last week is part of the wreckage of Malaysian Airlines flight MH370. The Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak says aviation experts have now examined the wing component and conclusively confirmed that it is part of the missing aircraft which disappeared in March last year. The announcement closes a chapter in one of the biggest mysteries in aviation history. A short time ago, I spoke to correspondent George Roberts, who's in Kuala Lumpur. George Roberts, what's the latest there in Malaysia?
Well, Michael, in a very early morning press conference here in the Malaysian capital, Kuala Lumpur, the Prime Minister, Najib Razak, has confirmed that this piece of plane does indeed come from missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370. He says the team of international investigators, including a person from the Australian Transport Safety Bureau, who went to France to assess this piece of debris, have concluded that it is from that flight. Here's some of what Najib Razak had to say this morning.
We now have physical evidence that, as I announced on 24th March last year, flight MH370 tragically ended in the southern Indian Ocean. This is a remote, inhospitable and dangerous area. And on behalf of Malaysia, I would like to thank the many nations, organizations, and individuals who have participated in the search.
That's the Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak. And George, so what does this confirmation mean?
Well, effectively, this really only confirms what had already been suspected, and that is that the plane had crashed somewhere in the Indian Ocean, which is where the Australian-led search effort is going on to try to find this nearly 18 months on from this mysterious disappearance in March of last year. But it really doesn't answer the big question, which is why did the plane drastically veer off course and almost going practically the opposite direction from where it was intended to go, which was from here in Kuala Lumpur to the Chinese capital, Beijing? And why were the communication systems on the aircraft disabled mid-flight before it drastically changed course and ended its course in the Indian Ocean? What it might be able to do, though, the finding of this piece of material, as the Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop suggested here yesterday in Kuala Lumpur, it may help experts try to do some what they call drift modelling and reverse drift model where this piece of debris might have come from, and then potentially maybe round down the search area to somewhere in the Indian Ocean. But there's still a very large amount of area that is being searched and will still need to be searched before they can have a hope of trying to find the rest of the plane and the black box flight recorder, which would really help investigators answer the big question of why this happened.
And has there been any reaction yet from the families of the MH370 passengers and crew?
We haven't spoken to them yet in response to this, but some had already indicated that the mere finding of this piece of material, if it was to be MH370, as the Prime Minister has now confirmed, they'd already indicated that that was not enough to give them closure, and that indeed they needed to know more. They needed to know why it happened, and that really only the finding of that black box flight recorder would be the only thing that would give them closure. So for many of the families of the 239 people who were on board that flight, this will really only confirm what was suspected, but just, again, doesn't answer that big question of why this happened.
George Roberts.